Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app live. Free app for your phone. Just download it. Take us wherever you go. All right. Yesterday, the big story here in Denver, and Denver affected as much as anybody with the story. This Chauncey Billups story of gambling, poker, NBA, it was huge yesterday. And Chauncey Billups, the beloved, is at the center of it all. And man, it does not look good for him.
It doesn't at all. I mean, I just don't even know where to start with this because, you know, sometimes you try to figure out why. And they had like this expert on TMZ, and his guess is that he was upside down in gambling.
Maybe.
You know?
They say it's been going on for years, though, that this has been investigated for years. They were looking into these rigged poker games. Two charges came down, or two different, charges came down yesterday. One had to do with a player in the NBA. They are connected. And the other had to do with Chauncey Billups playing poker with the mafia running the games, all these cheating mechanisms they had.
Here's what's mean, in my opinion. Like, the meanest thing about all of it is that, so imagine I have a rigged poker game, right? And I'm in with a mob. I mean, let's just say that out loud like it could be a thing.
Dressed as a spider.
Right.
Let me just add she's dressed as a spider at a poker table with the mob.
Right?
Okay.
So here's what I think is the meanest part about all of it. And we're going to hear more and more about this. He lured in other coaches, other players. He lured them in knowing that it's a cheat. And like for me to call you, BJ, and go, no, really, let's play some poker, knowing that I'm completely cheating. And that I have X-ray eyes on, and that there's cameras in the where you hold your cards. There's cameras everywhere. I mean, every way to cheat. There was even X-ray, honest to God, X-ray glasses that they could see the cards through them. And
cameras in the chandeliers.
Yeah,
watching the cards. I mean, they were just outright cheating, and the mafia was involved. And we're talking tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, one guy lost $1.7 million in one game.
Yeah,
but. He called in people that trusted him.
Yeah, they called
the NBA.
Them fish.
Yeah.
The fish.
They even said it was like players.
He knew people that had a lot of money, that loved to gamble, play poker, and he would call them up and lure them into this game, and knowing all along that they're going to lose their fortune simply because it's all rigged from the very beginning. All right, here is a guy that got out of prison, and I guess that he used to be with the mafia, and he's trying to explain what the NBA and all these guys that are in pro sports, what they are really like, I guess.
You know, I don't think you understand the level of gambling among professional athletes, even college athletes. All the leagues recruited me out of prison because they knew they were having such a problem, and I had a number of bookmakers working for me. The FBI filled them in on that, so they chose me to come and speak to the players. Gambling is an extension of their competitive nature. It raises the stakes in the competition. These guys get themselves in so much trouble. Doesn't matter how much money they make. And, you know, let me use Michael Jordan as an example. There was a time when I said Michael had a real gambling problem because he gambles on everything. You know, he came out in that thing that he did, the documentary on him, and he said, you know, I don't have a gambling problem. I have a competition problem. I'm not shocked what I see with Chauncey Billups. I'm not shocked with that player that, you know, gave some information. I'm going to come out early in a game, and this way you can bet the under on me, and we'll split it up afterwards. I mean, this happens all the time.
And I realize a lot of our audience don't understand gambling and how the prop bets work and all that.
I get it.
Okay. Here's the bottom line, and here's what I think, and this is what my wife even said yesterday. Why would you go into this knowing that you could lose everything? Your family, your fortune, everything you've worked for in your life. Why would you get involved in an organization that you know is the mafia, and you know that you are cheating people out of millions of dollars? Who thinks like this?
That's where you lose me. You lose me at why would you rip off all your friends?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, my God.
And people that trust you.
Yeah. You know, you just think you're going to go out with the boys, have a good old poker game, you know, and lose some money. You're a millionaire. You know, you might lose $10,000 or something.
Oh, and you got Chauncey Billups meeting you at the door, little fist pump, you know. Hey, man,
whiskey,
we're going to have a great time tonight.
Cigars.
You want something to drink? Yeah, sit down. Here's some chips. Let's buy in. And he knows all along you're going to lose everything you got. This guy put everything on the line to be a part of that organization, a criminal organization. And he lost it all. He's lost it all.
So the other thing that that guy said in his interview, which is kind of scary, I didn't know this. I guess college players now can bet on professional games. And it just kicked off. He said it just kicked off. I mean, he said the timing is horrible.
Yeah.
And he said, so when he speaks to them, they're already addicted. He's like, these college players are already addicted because they used to whine saying, we can't bet on anything. We can't bet it. Well, now they've let them bet on professional games and they're already hooked.
I didn't know that. I assumed that some states they could do it, but in some states they can't do it. I don't know where that stands today. Here's a guy that played poker. This guy went into one of these.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's poker games.
Built around Chauncey Billups. I had heard about the game, and the person who told me about it was like, look, I know the game runners. I'm telling you 100% this game is on the up and up. And I was like, well, I know a lot of the people that are involved, and I'm telling you 100% that it is not on the up and up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we kind of went back and forth, and I agreed that, like, I just wasn't going to go play it, but I had some friends who went and played it both in L.A. and in Vegas. It obviously, like, was for sure confirmed to be cheated.
Rigged. They've been doing this for years.
Somebody said, between this whole betting, you know, conspiracy thing, not conspiracy, it's real, between the betting thing and the art heist, he's like, we're living in the 1920s.
Yeah, with the mafia.
Right, all that stuff.
What's next? Bootlegging?
Right?
What's going to happen
Well, I
next?
Guess that tequila was already stolen. All of Guy Fiori's tequila was stolen.
Yeah, like truckloads full.
We had a tequila heist? I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
So. All right, here's Shaq, you know, basketball, the NBA involved in this or part of this. Here's him last night on the NBA show, quite disappointed.
I don't want to sit up here like I'm some perfect guy. Like, every now and then when I go to Vegas, I'll play some craps and I'll play some roulette. But I know Chauncey, I know Damon very well, played with Damon, so I don't want to sit up here. But I'm ashamed that those guys would put their families and their careers in jeopardy. There's an old saying in the hood, all money ain't good money. So if you're making $9 million and you're dealing in certain things, like how much more do you need? Especially if you know you get caught, you can do jail time, lose your career, you know, put a bad image on yourself or your family or on the NBA.
The basketball player down in Miami was making $2.3 million a month.
Wow.
That's insane.
And he went to his house with his thugs and split up $200,000. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
He made $2.3 or $4 million a month.
I mean, if he would have put that in a high-quality mutual fund, he could have made $200,000.
Except for life.
By the way, did you see where Shaq's vehicle got lifted?
Yeah, I did.
They stole his Range Rover.
Yeah.
It's $180,000 vehicle.
Right?
I guess it was being transported out to him in L.A. or something. Somebody
took it off the transport truck.
Stole it.
And the other story is that hasn't really come to fruition in a big way, but it will, is the LeBron James angle, which is, I guess, one of his best friends was tipping off people about his injuries.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, they're saying LeBron had nothing to do with it. Prosecutors say Jones told a gambler to bet against the Lakers in February 2023 because James wouldn't play. And guess what? He didn't. Jones, who is his friend, allegedly shared more injury tips for money. But he isn't accused of fixing the games, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm sure the investigation continues. There are many more people. This is deep, folks.
Yeah.
This gambling thing and people knowing how games are going to come out, it's been going on for years. Years and years. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. Because you know these 30 people they arrested, they're about to rat out people.
For sure.
Well, they're going to save their own butt, right? So they're going to rat people out.
I just worry about all these college kids. I guess maybe because my kid's in college. But, you know, for them to say these college athletes are already addicted to gambling with these apps. And then I was talking to my kid last night about it. And he's like, oh, my God, some of the kids in his house, they all are on the apps and they're gambling. I'm like, how do they have money?
I can't even imagine.
And you know what?
My son has to buy his suit at Goodwill. How do those kids have money?
Yesterday's news didn't even stop it. We're still back there gambling. Even though the games could be rigged, I still gotta have a piece of this.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's even more fun because you could put $5. This game's rigged. You look for the cheaters out there. Bet on them, right?
Carson and I aren't gamblers like you on the apps. We're like, what is he talking about?
It's sick. It really is a sick thing.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.